This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the Karmyogi Saptah National Learning Week at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that through Mission Karmyogi, the goal is to create human resources that would become the driving force of our country's development. He underlined that the new learnings and experiences during the National Learning Week will provide strength and help in improving working systems, which will help us achieve our goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Prime Minister emphasized that while the world views artificial intelligence, AI, as an opportunity for India, it presents both a challenge and an opportunity. He spoke about two AIs, one being the artificial intelligence and the other aspirational India. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of balancing both and said that if we successfully utilize artificial intelligence to drive progress for aspirational India, it could lead to a transformative change. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also lauded the iGOT platform and said that more than 40 lakh government employees have registered on the platform. Mission Karmyogi was launched in September 2020, envisioning a future-ready civil service rooted in Indian ethos with a global perspective. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow. During the visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay foundation stones for projects worth around 6,100 crore rupees and will address a public gathering. Police Commissioner of Varanasi, Mohit Agarwal, said, "Multi-layered security arrangement has been made for the Prime Minister's visit," adding that drone surveillance will be carried out at his entire route. The Prime Minister will also lay, through video conferencing, the foundation stone of various projects at airports in different states. BJP today released the first list of its 66 candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Jharkhand. The list includes the names of former Chief Minister and BJP State President Babulal Marandi, who will contest from Dhanwar seat. Another former CM, Champai Soren, will be the party candidate from Saraikela Assembly constituency. Sita Soren has been fielded from Jamtara seat, Geeta Kora from Jagannathpur, and Geeta Balmuchu from Chaibasa constituency. CP Singh has been nominated from Ranchi seat. Under seat-sharing formula of NDA, BJP will contest on 68 seats. The names of candidates of remaining two seats were not announced today. The names of the candidates were approved by the BJP Central Election Committee. Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly will be held in two phases on 13th and 20th of next month. Counting of votes will take place on the 23rd of November. Seat-sharing formula of INDIA block has been decided for upcoming Jharkhand Assembly elections. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha and Congress will contest on 70 seats. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, JMM Executive President Hemant Soren said 11 seats were given to RJD and CPI-ML. Mr. Soren said seat-sharing between JMM and Congress will be decided soon. Senior IPS officer of 1989 batch, Ajay Singh, has been appointed as the new Director General of Police of Jharkhand. Mr. Singh has taken charge of the post. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over southern parts of the country, including Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karnataka, during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has forecast similar conditions for Andaman and Nicobar Islands tomorrow and on Monday. At least 32 people were killed and 85 injured after Israeli strikes on the Gaza Strip today. In the central Gaza Strip camp of Al-Maghazi, an Israeli strike on a house killed 16 people, while another strike at the nearby camp of Nusayrat killed 4 others. 5 other people were killed in 2 separate strikes in the southern Gaza cities of Khan Yunis and Rafah. In cricket, India have set an overall target of 107 runs before New Zealand at Bengaluru in the first of the 3-match test series. The hosts scored 462 runs in their second innings on the fourth day of the match being played at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru. Earlier today, rain affected the fourth day's play as well after ruining the first day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.